Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future, and we can speak to him now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Just a tweak, then.
Well, it's just a tweak, but I disagree with Sim when he says it's not really an increase because it's inflation only. It's about which measure of inflation you use. In the real world, prices are more or less stagnant. You know, inflation is virtually zero. That's called the CPI measure, but the government
consumer
uses
price index.
Consumer price index, but they use the discredited and largely obsolete retail price index, which is 1.1% for rail fare increases. So rail fares are going up in real terms, and we don't think that's fair.
Although they're only going up by an average of 1.1%, and it's the smallest increase since 2010.
Sure, you could say 1% is not much, but you know it's just the drip. Ever more pain for rail passengers. You know, year on year we've been seeing this increase, and we have already, you know, the most expensive fares in Europe, so it's very hard to justify making our rail fares even more expensive.
A lot more investment planned on the railways, though, and that investment has to be funded some way, doesn't it?
It does indeed, yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, if you want a decent railway, you've got to pay for it somehow, and of course there is, you know, schemes such as the electrification of Swansea and so on, which is all very welcome. But, you know... Already in this country, the rail passenger is paying an increasing chunk of the cost of running the railways, which might on the face of it seem perfectly fair, but there are so many sort of wider benefits of getting people onto trains and encouraging rail use generally, such as reducing congestion on the roads. There's the environmental aspect and so on. You know, that we think it's right for a broad variety of reasons that the taxpayer makes a contribution to running the railways as well.
Although the counter argument would be, if you never use the trains and don't intend to, why should you have to fund those who do?
Because you get cleaner air, you get less congested roads, you get a growing economy. This is what I mean by the sort of wider benefits that aren't felt just by those who actually travel to work on the railway.
Sim Harris was making the point earlier that a lot of this is a consequence of the way we live our lives and the fact that people are commuting to cities from outlying areas and are having to pay for public transport. And of course, that ties in with the fact we've got a rail strike on Monday here in Wales.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listening to your sort of your rail travellers there commenting, I agree with them. You know, the question you posed is, you know, can you afford it or will you pay? Well, I think a lot of the commuters really don't have any choice. They have to get to work, and you know, with the roads so congested, travelling by car may not be an option because they may not be able to park. And so, you know, there's a really interesting contrast as well. This is down to government, of course. You know, the government sets the rail fare increase. And for the last 4 years, they've frozen fuel duty for motorists, and the price of oil is falling as well. So motoring is becoming cheaper. And it seems that the government aren't treating rail passengers fairly.
And what do you think about what appears to be sometimes the price free-for-all? If you go on the internet, you can get all sorts of bargains. If you go the next day, they've all disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the things that the rail companies will say. I mean, I mentioned that you know, we have amongst the most expensive rail fares in Europe. The rail companies will say, well, look, if you shop around, you can get a bargain and get some of the cheapest rail fares in Europe, which is true, but it's not really fair to sort of expect rail travellers to have to sort of shop around and jump through hoops and go onto the internet to get these cheap fares. Why can't you just walk up to the station and buy a cheap ticket like you can do in many other European countries? That would be fairer, wouldn't it?
We'll leave that thought there. Thanks very much for your time this morning. That's Bruce Williamson, who's from the campaign group Rail Future.